everybody. This is Lisa Biskup from EnglishFluencyNow.com. And as I wrote in the blog post, I was going to get my daughter this evening from her dance class, and I heard this song, All About That Bass, on the radio. And I had never really listened to the words before, but I was listening this time, and I realized, oh, this song is about feeling good about how you look and being okay with your body, your size, and things like that. And as I was listening to the words, I realized that some of these words might actually be difficult for an English learner to understand. So I thought I would go ahead and explain some of the vocabulary that is used in this song. So let's go ahead and get started. So in the beginning, she says, because you know I'm all about that bass. So when we say I'm all about something, that just means that you really like it. You're really into it. So you could be all about soccer. You could be all about hip hop dancing, something like that. So if you are all about something, that means you really like it. You're into it. So she starts off saying, I'm all about that bass. Now, bass is an instrument. It's the instrument that you hear in the song. That's the low sound, the boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. That's the bass, the low sound in the song. The treble would be the high sound. So if you're not so much into the treble or you don't like the treble very much, then you like the bass. So that's what she's talking about. I'm all about that bass. So the bass in music, the sound, the low sound, the bumping sound that you hear. For example, when you're listening to rap music, a lot of times you can really hear the bass. And young people, teenagers, young adults, they really like to pump up the bass. They like to turn the bass up loud and really feel it. You can feel it in your body. The treble is that higher sound, the lighter sound. People don't like that as much. And especially when you're dancing, you like the bass. You like to feel the bass. All right, so then she goes on to say, yeah, it's pretty clear. So that just means it's pretty obvious. It's pretty clear. You can see that I ain't no size 2. I ain't is not grammatically correct, but you will hear it used in English, in music, and in literature, and in movies, and everything. It means I'm not a size 2. So in terms of your clothing, she's not a small size. She's a bigger girl. She's not a small, skinny girl. I ain't no size 2. I ain't no. It just means I'm not. But I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. So to shake it just means to move your bottom, so your butt. It's what you do when you dance. You're shaking it. So to shake it, so she can dance. And if you're watching the video while you're listening to the song, that's what she's doing. She's shaking it, meaning shaking her bottom, shaking her butt, and that's a type of dance. She says, cause, which is because, cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. So you can imagine she's talking about her butt, which is the boom boom. And that's the shaking it. So in music, we say boom, boom. And that's just the sound that you make, boom, boom. And it's referring to her bottom, her butt. And of course, the boys chase. They go after her butt. So we're talking about young teenage boys, probably young guys chasing after girls and what they like. So some guys like a girl with a big butt. That's kind of the idea of the song. You don't have to be a skinny little thing. You can have a bigger butt, and guys or boys or men like that. They chase after you. All the right junk in all the right places. So all the right junk is referring to body parts. So it could refer to your breasts for your if you're a woman, or it could refer to a penis for a man, and it's just all the right junk, so all the right parts, all the right body parts in all the right places. You know, all the places where guys like, where girls like, that kind of thing. So it's obviously, like many, many songs, it's about your body and in a sexual or in a sensual way in terms of those two lines there. I see the magazines working that Photoshop. So, of course, that's a reference to the fact that nowadays, when you see somebody in a magazine, that's not really how they look because they have been photoshopped. So we've turned it into a verb, actually. You can photoshop a photo, a picture, and make somebody look a lot different than what they really look like in real life. So in magazines, the pictures that you see are not real. They have been photoshopped. They've been changed using the program Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Okay, so we know that shit. So that the idea that look, those people, the way they're looking, that's what that shit is referring to. That stuff ain't real. So here again, she's using ain't instead of isn't. Isn't real. So nowadays, most people realize that when you're looking at a magazine or even a movie or a video, that they've been using software to change the way people look, to make them look prettier or skinnier or better or more, less problems, I guess. So if you have a big nose or something, they might change the way your nose looks. So we know it isn't real. It ain't real. So we know that shit ain't real. So she says, come on now, make it stop. So come on, stop thinking that it's real. If you got beauty, just raise them up. So if you are beautiful and you have beauty, just raise them up. Means put your hands up high and just feel proud is what it means. If you're beautiful, you're beautiful. Everybody's beautiful because every inch of you is perfect. So every inch, every little bit of you, of your body is perfect from the bottom. So the bottom would be your feet to the top of your head. So that's kind of the message of this song is we're all perfect. It doesn't really matter what you look like. You're made perfectly. Yeah, my mama. So it's another way to say mom, mama. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. So she's talking about her mom and how she used to tell her, don't worry, don't think about, you know, don't be sad, don't be anxious about your size. You don't have to be a 0 or a 2 or a 4. You can be a 6, an 8, a 12, a 14. It doesn't matter. She says, boys, they like a little more booty to hold at night. So a little more booty. Booty means your butt. So again, the idea, even if your butt is a little bigger, it's okay because guys or boys like to hold on to it at night. So the idea again is a sexual connotation there about what guys like. And it's true, some guys like that. So everybody has their preferences. You know, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So she says, I don't want to be, or I won't be, I will not be. No stick figure. So again, this is a very informal, slangy way of speaking. It's not proper, grammatically correct English, but hey, it's a song and this is how people do talk. So it's real English. I won't be no stick figure. A stick figure is a very skinny person. So if somebody calls another person a stick or a stick figure, they're telling you that they think that person is really skinny, really thin. Silicone, that's referring to what you look like. A Barbie doll looks very fake, very plastic. Silicone is what you put in when you have fake breasts, silicone breasts. So she doesn't want to be looking like that. So if that's what you're into, so she's saying to like a guy, I guess, if that's what you like, if you're into something, that's what you like. So if you're into stick figures or Barbie dolls, then go ahead and move along. So go ahead and go away, go do your own thing, because you know I'm all about that bass. And so then it goes back into the chorus and she's repeating over and over again. And that might be the part that you sing along with because it's very repetitive. It's repeated throughout the song. And then goes on to say, I'm bringing booty back. So that means in my song, I'm expressing that it's important to like your body, and I'm bringing booty back. I'm bringing booty back into being popular, into being liked, and it's okay. I can have a big booty or a big butt. People like it, guys like it, and I like it. So that's kind of what she's saying. She's making a statement, and of course, speaking for many other people who have big booties. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches. So go ahead and tell them skinny bitches. So she's referring to the girls. Bitches is a kind of a negative slang way to refer to other girls. And she's talking about the skinny girls, the very skinny girls. Hey, but then she says, no, I'm just playing. So she's just kidding. She says, I know you think you're fat. So she's saying even skinny girls think they're fat, which is often true. A lot of girls have body image problems and they think they're fat even when they're very skinny already. So she says, but I'm here to tell you that every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. So again, she's telling everybody, whether you're skinny or whether you're overweight or fat or you have a little bit more on you, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're beautiful the way you are. You're perfect. And then it just goes on to say the same thing. So I don't think I need to explain anymore. It's just over and over the same chorus because you know I'm all about that bass. And again, my mama, she told me, don't worry about your size, that type of thing. So there you go. I just wanted to share this song with you. I think it's a pretty good message. The basic message is just enjoy your body and appreciate it and know that you're perfect the way you are and don't worry about it so much. That's kind of the idea. And of course, in modern days, modern day times, a lot of girls do worry about their body image and what they look like. And even a lot of guys nowadays worry about that as well. So it's kind of a positive song about just loving yourself. So I hope you enjoy the song, even if you don't like it. If it's not your favorite song, maybe you've learned a few new words. And these words are used in other songs as well. So it will help you to understand these words when you hear them next time. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye.